Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Hollywood is a world away for Harvey Weinstein. He's waking up in the prison ward at Bellevue this morning. Let's go live to the east side of Manhattan after the conviction of Weinstein. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us live.
And Paul, shortly after Harvey Weinstein was handcuffed and helped out of his chair by court officers, he complained of chest pain, heart palpitations, and shortness of breath, so he was brought to the prison ward at Bellevue for observation. The verdict was a shock, says defense attorney Arthur Idala.
This was not an overwhelming case evidence-wise, and everyone says, well, you know, what was Harvey's reaction? He was in shock. He handled it very stoically, but all he kept saying is, I'm innocent. But I'm innocent.
More than 80 women have accused the former movie mogul of harassment and sexual abuse. One of them is actress Mira Sorvino, who had a very different reaction to the verdict. She said that she fell on the floor crying when she saw it on television. She was grateful for the women who came forward to tell their stories. Weinstein was acquitted of predatory sexual assault and first-degree rape, but found guilty of rape in the third degree and criminal sexual acts in the first degree. That carries a maximum 25-year jail sentence. And we're live outside Bellevue Hospital. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
A New Jersey doctor with an ever-ready prescription pad is facing years in prison after a guilty plea. You'd like to think doctors are trying to fight the opioid scourge, but this one was pouring into it, as we hear live now from WCBS reporter Sean Adams. Sean?
Exactly, Wayne. Quite the opposite. He sold his ethics, his medical license, his moral compass, says an FBI official. Dr. Robert Deligente, 45, from Oakland, fancied himself the candy man, the El Chapo of opioids. He admitted in federal court he furnished patients with prescriptions for heavy-duty opioid pain pills and muscle relaxers without ever seeing them or checking on them. Patients could request their drugs by text and even dictate the strength and dosage. The doctor also admitted falsifying records to cover up his tracks. The feds say in one instance when a patient couldn't get to a doctor and get a prescription in time, the doctor replied, well, he'll have to wait to get his oral heroin another day.
And the coronavirus has hit Italy hard with over 200 cases confirmed, 7 deaths reported. A group of high school students from Lindenhurst, Long Island, who recently traveled there became sick on the flight home. School officials believe the students could have the flu, norovirus, or salmonella, as opposed to the coronavirus. Suffolk County health officials say no one from the school is being investigated right now for that virus.
Governor Murphy is expected to once again call on New Jersey lawmakers to raise taxes on millionaires. He's tried this millionaire's tax before. It never gets anywhere. He'll have his budget today. Stephen Sweeney, the Senate president, has been blocking this all along and says apparently he's backing off his resistance, according to various reports. He says that he'd be willing to support it now in exchange for an additional $1 billion in the public employee pension fund.
And right on schedule, Craig Allen, here come the clouds.
And the clouds are in. They are going to be here for about 2 days' worth. And at times, they will produce some raindrops. You know, Tom posted a picture on Twitter of a murky morning. That's basically what it is right now. Not too much falling at all, and nor will there be through at least lunchtime. Later this afternoon in the evening commute, though, roads may become damp and maybe even a few puddles with with that rainfall for the afternoon and evening, 45 to 50. Damp weather tonight, some fog around right on into Wednesday. Tonight's low 40 to 45, tomorrow's high near 50. Best chance for getting some downpours and maybe even some brief local flooding would be Wednesday evening, with a period of heavier rain coming through. Wouldn't even be surprised by a few rumbles. And then Thursday, becoming mostly sunny. It'll clear out. It'll be a windy afternoon, high 45 to 50.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.